At the Bayer Crop Science Corn and Soybean Future Forum, I'm visiting with one of our panelists, Richard Wilkins. Richard, I know you're a member of the American Soybean Association. Tell us a little bit about where you are from and your operation.
Sure, Chuck. I'm farming on the Delmarva Peninsula, Greenwood, Delaware, what we affectionately refer to as Slower Lower Delaware. I've been farming there all my life and very enjoy it very much.
So in your panel, what are some of the things you heard or got asked or were able to present to this group here? It's just a couple things that struck you.
Well, sure. It's the panel that I was on was asked the questions of what challenges that we thought were facing soybean production currently and in the future. I believe that some of our most pressing challenges are the deregulation of the science and technology that that we're trying to move forward, public perception of what we're doing, and global standardization of a low level presence. We're having too much volatility due to trade disruption.
Mm-hmm. One of your compadres had a good little anecdote I liked about sustainability. You know, I put my billfold down on the table and say, that's where sustainability starts. That word is our moderator said, is a squishy word today. But what does that mean to you in your area? Because I know you guys face a lot of regulations and challenges, and especially in the area of water quality stuff, you know?
Well, sure. But, you know, I think that in order, as far as the reference to the billfold on the table, yes, we all know that from a farmer's perspective, remaining in business over the long term is what is the number one principle of sustainability. But I'm convinced that employing best management practices, being good stewards, and doing all the other things that society is asking for responsible, sustainable production is also the answer to long-term profitability.
Mm-hmm. Anything else through the day here? It's been a long one, but we've had a number of different sessions and speakers. Anything else here that kind of sticks in your mind from earlier today that, you know, was like, well, that's interesting to know? Certainly we had a lot of different nationalities represented.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I tell you what was most shocking to me was listening to the entomologist from Brazil talking about the major near crisis that they are with resistance management of the insect population. I mean, that's big. You know, they don't have the changing seasons like most of our production regions have, and this is I see that as probably going to be a very very challenging problem for them.
Well, and you know, if we are going to have kind of an ongoing climate change, as we keep hearing, although we got a different opinion, I think, from our meteorologist guy here this morning, if that's what his background was. But we talk about that a lot here in the U.S., but boy, that sounds like way beyond where we're at right now in terms of insect resistance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, they've had a BT soybean down there, and I think maybe some of the take-home message was that perhaps they did not institute proper stewardship and proper refuge requirements, and they are in very, very near danger of losing the advantages of that technology.
Well, that's, I guess, part of the purpose of this conference is to get information from other parts of the world and share opinions, whether they're all the same or not. We heard some differing ones today. So thank you very much, Richard, for visiting with me here. We're at the Bayer Crop Science Corn and Soybean Future Forum in Frankfurt, Germany. I'm Chuck Zimmer.